Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Dick Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hawk Taylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hunt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Rogers moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cowan strikes out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball towards center. Hickman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hickman. Rogers scores. Bertel goes all the way around to score. Stewart moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stewart scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Christopher strikes out. 1 out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bertel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bertel strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cowan is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Wakefield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops it up and throws to first, with Wakefield covering, for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wakefield fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Thomas, who is chasing the ball. Brock reaches third base with a triple. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Santo is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wakefield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Taylor is 0-1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Christopher is 0-1 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cannell is 0-1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christopher moves to second. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Moran is 0-1 in the game. Moran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burpell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Banks is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Christopher who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rogers is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 5-0, Cubs. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Burpell is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burpell bunts towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to second. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cowan is 0-2 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ellsworth is 0-2 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stewart is 0-3 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro pinch hits for Bill Wakefield. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Smith is 0-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hunt is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Hinsley now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brock is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rogers is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bertel bunts towards third. Cannell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowan hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Bertel moves to second. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellsworth takes first base on ball 4. Bertel moves to third. Cowan moves to second. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-4 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to home to get Bertel. Cowan moves to third. Ellsworth moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cannell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Al Moran. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gonder hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness pinch hits for Jerry Hensley. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harkness is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Amado Samuel now playing shortstop. Ron Locke now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Banks is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rogers is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Burpell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Burpell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith bunts towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cowan is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cowan hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ellsworth is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ellsworth strikes out. 2 outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stewart is 0-for-5 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brock is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Christopher is 0-for-3 in the game. Christopher is called out on strikes. 1 out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cannell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cannell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Cannell reaches second base with a double. Taylor moves to third. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Samuel hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Ron Locke. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.